Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Fox back on the show. John is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 19 years he's been hanging out with us. How about that, folks? He's a retired tax attorney, a retired professor, and now he's just enjoying life and traveling the world and creating trouble for people by being an instigator on tax reform, which is one of the reasons we love him around here, and he's our good friend. John Fox, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Just a pleasure to be with you. It's 19 years, is that right?
How about that?
Yeah. Well, we've had fun, and this is a great time to be talking about tax reform.
I'm glad you and I are talking about it. I'm not sure the government's talking about it much.
No, it's tough, Jim. It's. Really,
I'm just about as discussion with our government up and down, top to bottom, left to right, as I've ever been in my life, especially Congress. I am just disgusted with Congress.
Yeah. Now, it's an awful time. I reflect back to 1986 when the Democrats and Republicans got together.
I remember.
Just a remarkable ability to give some on each side and end up with real tax reform. They eliminated about a third of all tax loopholes, tax breaks, and then they could get together on the really great question, tax rates. And
yeah,
the Republicans wanted to lower the top rate on ordinary income from 50% to 28%, and the Democrats wanted to raise the capital gains rate to the same as the ordinary income rate, and they said, we'll do it. So they agreed on it. And so the 28% rate became the top rate for all income. And it was real reform.
Well, the thing that was noteworthy about that was that they actually got it done, whether you agreed with all their elements or not. I did not agree with all the elements. There were some of the elements that were pretty abusive as far as I'm concerned, because I was in the middle of that. But there were some promises that were made from a tax standpoint that were rescinded. I mean, they basically broke the promise. So, but that's another story. But you're correct in your analysis and your reporting that they actually came together and made something happen, even though everybody had a little bit of a tear in their eye.
Yeah, and everybody's a good, a really good agreement where there's such conflict is that everybody's going to be unhappy.
But today we can't even get the Republicans, Tony, aren't even on one page. How are they going to get on the page with? And of course we know the Democrats aren't going to give Republicans anything. I mean, we've got total dysfunction more than ever before in Washington, D.C., and that's the reason why I wanted you to be on the show, because you can straighten them out, John. Let's do that right now.
Remember what Will Rogers said. He said the only difference between death and taxes is that death doesn't get worse every time Congress meets.
That's right. Exactly.
And so, but I wanted to say this is where I stand, as you know. I'm strongly in favor of real tax reform, which would be accompanied by lowering tax rates for everybody. But you can't just lower tax rates and not run deficits.
And not unless you broaden the base.
Yeah, you need to broaden the base. And the problem is that the amount of income that is currently protected from tax, mainly by tax breaks, loopholes, whatever you want to call them, is so large. About half of all individual income, nearly $7 trillion, is untaxed each year in the individual income tax. And so to address that seriously means that you can't just pick off things at the margin. And this is what troubles me. Let me just run through a few things. The current federal debt now is over $20 trillion. the projection is that staying on with our current laws, that debt will rise by $10 trillion. So think about, Jim, and I know you think about this, think about interest. Interest on the federal debt currently is about $250 billion.
And that's with interest as sustained as it's ever been.
That the government pays. The interest on $20 trillion every year has got to be, you know, it's $200 billion. And the expectation is that by 2025, the nation is likely to spend more on interest than it does on defense or non-defense discretionary spending. Yep. So that's frightening.
Well, it sure is, and somebody should have been thinking about that when our debt doubled over the last 8 years.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Eight years
it took to double. It took 225 years to get to $10 trillion. It took eight years to get to $20 trillion. So I'm not going to let that's ridiculous. Hold on to that thought, folks. John has five tax reform ideas that we're going to review.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.